is going to be at the Midport.
You're listening to WCNO
here in Port St. Lucie. It's going to be a great evening, so I hope our listeners will be able to attend that night. But I'm just praying that God's just going to flood the gates of people's hearts to contribute this last day, and that the coffers will be overflowing, that will exceed our goal.
Amen. Mm. Amen. Amen. Well, Chris, I know that not only do we have a partnership with the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, and that is a tremendous partnership that helps us every month, and that is something any business can do, and it would be great for our Christian businesses to prayerfully consider the opportunity of lifting up Jesus and at the same time promoting the good services and the area that you serve in. But not only do we have the alliance that stands with WCNO every Wednesday Live, sponsored primarily by the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, but you and your wife also, thank you for your support of WCNO.
Oh, it's for us, it's a blessing. You know, I have this sign that sits in my office. It says, "My worries are few because my blessings are many." And WCNO is one of my blessings. I mean, the opportunity to listen and hear on the radio the music, and to hear voices like Michael Youssef and Jay Vernon McGee and Trevor Banks. I mean, it's just, and, you know, Sam Chess. I mean, we're just blessed. So WCNO is a real blessing, and I pray that today people have been, you know, many people put off to the last minute. I think many of us probably are guilty of procrastinating, but today is it. Today is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it, and we're going to rejoice and get our checkbooks, our credit cards, and we're going to call WCNO, and we're going to give what God has put on our heart to further the ministry and the gospel of Jesus Christ. I think it doesn't get any better than that. I mean, you don't pay to listen to WCNO. It's a service that's provided all the way down to Broward County, up Brevard County, out west Okeechobee. I mean, all these listeners have this enjoyment and the freedom of the gospel to be spread all during the hours, all day long. It doesn't get any better than that. So I hope that people understand that supporting a ministry like that, you couldn't do this in Iran. You couldn't do
it's
this
true.
In many countries.
It's true.
We are so blessed to be able to have the privilege of having a Christian station promote the gospel of Jesus Christ. It doesn't get any better than that, Jonathan. We missed you this morning. We missed Sherry this morning because we had our meeting, but we know you are doing the work that God has called you to do.
Well, I miss the team as well, because it's something special that God is doing on the Treasure Coast of Florida and even beyond. And God is uniting hearts of leaders. And sometimes, you know, I think about that day when, as we were sitting in the room, and LC Campbell was part of our team at that time, and LC was just talking about another one of the pastors that was there, that he had previously had no interest in knowing him, didn't even like him, you know, and he's going, "I didn't even like you before, you know, we came together." And wouldn't the enemy love for the body of Christ to stay apart and not ever develop an understanding of how richly God has blessed every part? The enemy would love for us to be separated that way. But one thing that happens with Christian radio, you know, it's not like, well, I'm a Baptist car, or I'm a Methodist car, or I'm an independent or a charismatic or Pentecostal or whatever. You know, you turn the radio on and you hit 89.9, and all of a sudden we're uniting Gentiles and Jews. We're uniting red, yellow, black, and white. We're uniting every socioeconomic group. And this is a great blessing. This is a place where the body of Christ does connect. And so, Chris, it does require some money. I mean, ministry requires money. That's part of what's required. And we get a lot of mileage out of the dollars that come in here, but yet we do have to do this a couple times a year. They're long hours. It's kind of tedious. And if we had a printing press in the back room, that would be a nicer schedule for me. Oh, let's run off a couple thousand there. That's what we need. But that's not the way God has put it together. And I know sometimes we talk about the big donors, the big gifts that come in, but God's plan is not that just the kings and priests support the kingdom. God lets me be a part. And let's many of you in our family be a part, and together we're able to see the work of the Lord expand and go forth.
Well, it's true. And you mentioned it, not Baptist, Presbyterian, Pentecostal. If we go back to the Bible, and everyone says we're Bible believing, Acts 2 does not talk about a denomination. Acts 2 talks about brothers and sisters getting together,
there
breaking
you go.
Bread.
Yeah.
Selling some of the possessions to help provide for others who had not. That's the church.
Yes.
That's what we're about.
Yes.
Everybody might have a different way of praising God, from a Pentecostal to a liturgical, but Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Amen.
And so that's what we do. That's what this radio station, it brings people together. And I pray oftentimes when different messengers like Michael Youssef or others are on the radio, that a Muslim, a Hindu, or a Buddhist is somehow turned on the radio and they're hearing the word of God.
Amen.
And can change hearts. We don't know. We don't have a way of knowing how many people have given their life to Christ.
That's right.
As a result of this station. If it was only one, it's worth whatever we can give, because that's a life saved forever. I just know that it just has an impact on people, and especially for people that do not have the means to even get out, that are homeward bound. It really is their spiritual food for the day. So please, those of you that are busy, that are working, get your credit card out. Maybe do a monthly series of checks. This is beyond your tithing. This is money for the ministry, and WCNO is doing ministry work throughout, beyond the Treasure Coast, the Gold Coast, and to the west, to Okeechobee and other parts. This is a ministry that we all should get behind. And for the person that's got a retirement account that has to take a minimum distribution, you could have a check for $5,000 directly to WCNO. It's a not-for-profit. It would qualify as a charity, and you wouldn't be taxed on it. I mean, that's, to me, is a simple way for people that have money in a retirement account. And some people are blessed, Jonathan, in retirement, that they have everything they need to sustain their lifestyle, and they have this extra. And be good stewards of the extra blessing that Jesus has given you, and consider WCNO as a receptacle of God's blessing to you.
Thank you, Chris. That, I believe, is beneficial for our listeners. And one thing that is coming to mind, we had talked the other day, a lot of times we are praying for people. We may not see immediate results. It may be years that we have known someone, we've prayed for them, but oftentimes God may use someone else to reach my children, your children. God may use another means other than the congregation where I pastor to reach some friends that I have. And I believe you had mentioned something about how you have even had some who had made note of the fact that they stumbled upon or somehow came across WCNO, and it was a blessing to nudge them toward God.
I'll mention a first name. Richard came into my office and was listening to the radio, and, he wasn't ready for a Bible study with four or five other people. When I offered a one-on-one session with him to start him off on the Bible, he was very receptive. So it was, the seed was being planted by the radio station, And now, hopefully moving forward, to allow this man to really find and know who Jesus Christ
is,
and prayerfully will develop an intimate relationship with our Savior. You know, we know when that happens, they experience joy, not happiness, joy. And joy's with you every day. Happiness can come for a moment, but when they get to know and experience the relationship with Jesus Christ, that joy comes in. Even when they're having a dark moment or there's a tragedy, it's the joy of Christ that pulls them through. And we pray for those that don't have that
Amen.
Relationship. And so this radio station is a means of saving people from the fires of hell by hearing the word of God and seeking God. You know, scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And this is what it allows us to do. So I just pray that people are going to loosen up their wallets and they're going to dial 772-221-1100 and say, I want to give right now. I God's put it on my heart. So I'm going to dial 772-221-1100 and I'm going to give. And I just pray that people that are listening now will let God touch their heart and allow them to give what God has put on their heart to give, because it's going to the kingdom.
Amen. Well, Chris, I would like you to just lead out in prayer over our family, and I want to make sure that we are able to get some script together to promote the upcoming National Day of Prayer. Again, you said that is coming up on what date?
It's coming up on May 7th, Thursday evening at 6 o'clock.
And so, that's going to be at the Mid-Florida Event Center.
Yes.
All right.
We're going to have Joaquin Molina from Miami, who has blessed us before, was very well received, and he has graciously accepted our invitation to come up
Excellent.
That night.
Excellent.
And we will have many other intercessors praying over the Seven Mountains.
Going to be powerful.
Praying for family. Father God, we're just going to pray
Thank you, Lord.
To bring healing and restoration to the families.
Yes, Father.
To break the back of the spirit of rebellion.
Yes, Father.
To restore family altars and homes.
Yes, Father.
And bring revival into families.
Amen.
And Lord, this is what we need. We need families. We need the fathers to take their proper place in the home. Father, there's just too many children growing up without a father. So we're just praying for restoration, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And we just know, Father, that this National Day of Prayer, that we'll be able to pray not only for families, but we'll be praying over religion, education, government, the media, the arts and entertainment, and business. And they all need prayer. And Lord, we know what's going on right now in Iran. We know that we probably at some point will have young men and women on the battlefield. As much as they say they won't, I think it's inevitable. And so we're praying in advance, Lord, for the safety of our soldiers, our men and women who have sworn the oath to serve this country. And Lord, we're praying for Israel because, Lord, October 7th is going to be in the minds of people for many years to come on what happened. And people forget the bombing in Beirut when we lost over 250 Marine soldiers. Iran has been doing this for a long time. So, Father, we're just praying for peace, but for restoring peace in a proper order and to protect the people of Israel, your chosen people. And so it's going to be a powerful evening. We pray it all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
But I just hope that people will be able to set that night aside, May 7th at 6 o'clock at the Mid-Florida Civic Center, right in the heart of Port St. Lucie on US 1. And we're going to have a praise and worship team there. We're going to have intercessors there, and Joaquin Molina will be an evening where we can take time out and devote to God. And I think I like to see families come. I like to see them bring their children to see us all give God the glory. And that's just one of several things that we're going to be doing, Jonathan. You know, we have the Treasure Coast Day of Prayer, which is going to be on the fourth Thursday of September. And that's going to be at a Grace Emmanuel Church in Port St. Lucie on Kinnerman Road. We've got the Christmas Proclamation Supper coming up the first Sunday evening in December. And then something new this year, in fact, we were working this morning with a new gentleman on New Year's Eve. We have, again, at the Mid-Florida Civic Center on New Year's Eve, we're going to have a powerful night of prayer and worship. And you'll hear more about it later on. But, you know, we're not sitting still. The Alliance is really trying to bring the body of Christ together. And as you know, most, not all, but most everything we do is in a public place. So it's not to show any favoritism towards any one church. What we do is we do gatherings to bring the body of Christ together in a public place and proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
Well, Chris, we're going to be right here doing everything we possibly know how to do to lift up the arms of the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, as well as every pastor that's lifting up Jesus. And we pray for the favor of God upon our state to continue. We have elections coming, and there's going to be some changing of the guard that's imminent, that's going to take place. And so a lot of prayer is needed, but a lot of participation and linking up and being a part is going to be very fruitful. So I look forward to these events, look forward to being involved in them, and I'm blessed to have you as a brother. Thank you.
Thank you. And you know, I pray that you mentioned it earlier this morning, but that people consider WCNO in their will. They can make a bequeath of any amount of money they want to that will go directly to WCNO and the ministry. And it really helps sustain the operations of the radio station, and that's needed. And that is a way for people to assist WCNO is in their will. And I pray that, first of all, I pray that people that are listening have made a will. We have found that in some cases upon the death of certain people, there was no will. So I would, and I'd love to talk to you on the station someday on our program about the importance of making a will and allowing the family to grieve, knowing that things have been taken care of and provided for, because that has been an issue, Jonathan, that we both have encountered, where a person went to be with the Lord but never left a will.
That's true, and I'll look to schedule you in on a Wednesday Live. We definitely want to be able to share on that topic, because this is it leaves such a mess for a family.
Well, it does. It, instead of taking time to grieve, they're worrying about whether or not they have money in the bank
to survive.
Or they don't have the passwords on the computer to enter into accounts. I mean, it can be really difficult. And where the family should be able to just spend time to grieve the loss, they're worried about other things besides that. And it's difficult. I've seen it. I've gone through it with different people over the last 40 years.
And maybe we have some attorneys that are listening today that are godly people, that they're your expertise is in family law in this area of estate planning and elder care, and it's so important. We would love to be able to network with some of you in that kind of a way. And I know, Chris, from your background as a CPA, you've seen a lot of things, and proper planning can make a huge difference.
Well, you know, we serve a God of order. God was a God of planning. This earth was created by a devised plan from our Heavenly Father. So it really is our spiritual nature to be planners, to be proper planners. And so it to me, it's who we are in Christ to plan. Everything Jesus did when he was on earth was planned. And we should be no different. We should take care of things. A lot of people don't want to face the fact that one day their life here is going to end it, so they don't even want to talk about a will. But, you know, you have to be real.
Yes.
You have to take care of certain things. You know, that certain people didn't like taking castor oil when they were children.
Right. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, Chris, I think about Rachel's father. We finally got him. We were trying to work with her parents, and we finally got him to a funeral home and wanted to talk about, what he would like to see as far as his service. And the salesman came out wanting to sell caskets, you know, and Papa said, "No, I don't want any of that stuff. Don't you have a cardboard box you can just put me in?" And the guy goes, "Matter of fact, we do." Matter of fact, we do. But, you know, it is tough to look at some of these things. I mean, we can laugh for the moment, but when a family's going through it, it's not easy. And many times the decisions made are pressed in different directions that make it tough to really know which way is the best way to go for families.
Well, it's certainly something that people need to consider and deal with. And, pray that, for those people that have taken care of their will, they need to relook their will every couple of years because things change. I mean, people that may have been in your will may have gone to be with the Lord, and you
True.
Need to make changes. They call that a codicil, and it's simple to do. I mean, you know, you say, "Well, you know, I never thought about adding WCNO to the will, but I certainly have a block of money, and I'm gonna call my attorney and tell him I want to make it bequeath to WCNO for X amount of dollars, and it's done. Simple."
That's good.
Doesn't require a $1,000 visit with the attorney to make a simple change on a will. So, it's the station was blessed, I think, a year or two ago because of someone
True.
Who had left a sum of money to WCNO. But I know there's a lot of younger people listening on the radio today that aren't planning on going anywhere at this point, but do have the means to, even in their car, call on their cell phone, 772-221-1100, and make a donation and a pledge. They can make a pledge. You know, I'm not sure how much I want to give, but I'll talk it over with my wife, but this is what I know I can pledge, at least this amount. And I'll give you the final number in a day or two, and I'll call the radio station. But you can do that.
Amen. And that'll be a great blessing. Great blessing. Chris, thank you for taking a chunk out of your day today, for lifting us up in prayer, and for just sharing from your heart. And thank you for your ministry and service.
Well, it's been my pleasure. And I want to thank you and your entire staff for what you do. These last 2 weeks, you really sacrificed time away from your family, and I know it's intense, but you're doing God's work, and God rewards obedience. So, Father God, again, I just pray today, Lord, that you would not only meet but exceed the goals of this radio station in raising the money they need to operate and promote the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I just lift it up in the name above all names, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Well, Chris, give our love to your bride, and thank you again for taking time out of your day to join us today. Thank you for those kind words, and thank you for your support.
Amen. You as well, brother.
Blessings. God bless. All right. Bye.
That was great. 772-221-1100 is the number to call. 772-221-1100.
And you can also go online to WCNO.com. You can also make a text donation by texting WCNO to 24365. We're going to go to a song. We'll be back in just a few moments as we move along through the day. We're right now Protein, let's see, we're now at 12,780. We have gained some ground. Thank you very much, Mary, again for your call. And thank you, Chris, and to all of our friends. Many blessings, many blessings.
Coming rain.
right now, 11:29. You're listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And we are in the midst of prayer and share. It's the time we come to you and ask you to prayerfully consider making a donation to keep this ministry strong and on the air. This is for a six-month operational budget we're looking to raise. And the amount is for the 6 months total is $225,000. But we're right now over $150,000, and we're making our way forward. So want to thank Vincent from Lake Worth. Vincent from Lake Worth making a $100 donation by check. And we're going to add that in right now. And as some of you know who have been listening off and on through the day, we started the morning with a tremendous gift coming in from Paul. And Paul has been a supporter of the ministry for some time. And Paul has provided a $15,000 donation. And we are looking to match up every dollar of that $15,000. And, of course, we need a lot more than that. But that would give us a $30,000 jump in the day. And that would help a lot. That would be a great blessing. And just so you know, every gift you give right up to that $12,680 is going to be matched up by Paul. And we are thankful for all of you who give, those of you who give monthly. What did the lady say? Just give $20 a month.
Yes.
Challenge because people to give $20 a month. We do have a number of people that do that.
Yes. Yeah, we do. And we would like more to do that.
We would for sure.
And it's like I always say, set it and forget it. So, you know, if you set it up with your bank, so then you can control, you know, when it goes out, what day you want it to be sent out to WCNO, and you won't miss it. Maybe you can do $10 a month.
There you go.
Maybe you can do $5 a month.
Okay.
You know, but just set it up, and then it goes, and it's doing its work.
And we were able, we started out at 30, I think. We joined Gideon's Army. And then over time, we were able, to control that. I went into the software and raised it to now, which are 50 a month.
50. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, the Lord may call us to raise it again. He probably will.
Yeah, I raised mine as well
last year. Your donation has been counted, David.
It has. Okay.
I have it on my sheet here.
I remember. Yep.
Just checking.
Yeah.
Because this year we are looking to have more clarity on the people that give month to month, and so we can actually know what has come in and what's yet to be given, and we can look at those of you that give month to month and see what kind of regularity there is and what kind of a date is on the continuance of that, just to check that. So that is a blessing. And we do have a donation coming in from Denise. It is $25 a month, and that's $150.
Amen.
So we're going to add that in as well. And we want to thank you, Denise, for that donation. And we are going to give our number out a lot of times today because we need to hear from you.
Yes, and that number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100.
And we will be checking online to see if anyone else. I know we have some donations coming in as we're moving along today, and we appreciate that. We will be checking online. And, of course, if you are texting your donation, that will show up right here as well. We'll be able to get that. I think sometimes there may be a few minutes lag time, but it stays, it's pretty quick. So you can text WCNO to 24365, make a donation there. And as David's saying, there's a lot of flexibility. You can manage your account if that is the way you want to give. Mm-hmm. Or you can call us and say, I am sending out, or I just sent out, maybe yesterday, maybe today, or maybe later in the week over the weekend, I will be sending out, and we'll be able to add those donations into our totals today as well. So that would all be very beneficial. Again, the number 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And we're going to go to another song at this time. We'll be back in just a few moments.
It's so good, I almost can't believe it. Far beyond what hearts could ever dream. The God who set the galaxies in motion would descend to give his life for me. For what could make perfection bleed for sinners? What leads a king to pay so great a cost? All my life, my heart will sing the answer. Only the love of God. Cleared my guilty sentence, for I was bound, but now I stand redeemed. For what could break the chains of any prison? What force could roar the power from the grave? What would drain my can't comprehend it. It's so high, too marvelous for words. I could sing a million songs about it and barely scratch the surface of your word. This all my life, the banner I'll be waving, my and cry no matter what may come. And when I rise to walk the streets of heaven, I'll still be singing this song.
Well, it's right now 11:40, and it's going to get close to lunch here pretty soon, and that might mean that the chef is going to be leaving. That Chef Dave, who's right across the way over here, and not sure if it's going to be one of those tin can lunches or if this is going to be the real deal where you pop it out of the freezer and rip the top off and stick it in the...
I think for the sake of expediency, it's going to be one that someone's already cooked it up for us.
Okay, there you go. There you go. That works.
Yeah.
Creswell, we want to thank you again for your donation of $100 that came in. We just added that into everything a little bit ago. Also want to say thank you to Susan. We counted that $300 that Susan has pledged to give. We also are adding in $300 that Julie has pledged to give. And we have from Denise $150. And we have from Sam $300.
Wow.
We just added all that in. And that has moved us along here pretty good. And so we want to give the phone numbers out. We are going to have a lot of progress as we're looking at where we are. And it is a great time for you to make the call as well. David, you want to give the numbers out before you slip out the door to,
sure,
to do your, you know, your master chefing?
Master microwaving.
Chefing?
master microwave.
Our microwave is broken. It's, you know, makes life a little bit difficult.
It does. Oh, it does.
Yeah, this is a new one, so it should last us for several years.
Okay.
God willing, it replaces the barrel full of wood we would, you know, use to warm things up in the kitchen. 772-221-1100 is the number to call. 772-221-1100.
All right.
So we never had the barrel full of wood. We didn't keep a fire in the house.
But. Right.
I'll tell you, I've got a bunch of wood. My finger's healing up here. I may be able to go get some more wood now that my hand's getting back in shape.
I was wondering how that happened.
I was moving oak logs because we're going to be having another camp out, church camp out, fathers and sons. And so needed some more firewood.
Yep.
And came upon a pile of beautiful oak logs that had been cut. Some of them were longer than we needed, and so we're going to have to whittle them down. But grabbing them, my hand got pinched between some logs that fell together.
And you didn't have gloves on?
I did not have gloves. Did not have gloves in the vehicle. It was a shock opportunity. It was on the side of the road and said, that's an answer to prayer. I need oak wood.
I got to tell you, looking at this angle on your
little... It looks like a smiley.
Looks like a smiley face. Yeah. It really does.
I was going to say that yesterday.
Smile. Good. Well,
you know,
it's kind of smiling more today because it's not quite as painful, and this is kind of still sore because it got smushed, you know, so it wasn't just the rips and, there's a little bloodletting, not a big deal, but most of it was the pinch and, you know, but anyhow. Guys can have wounds like this. You ladies don't want to get all cut up and, you know, but that's the way it works.
Well, have you ever been stuck with a cactus type plant?
Oh,
I don't know
what
they're called. And
I
think I had told a story before when we were in Turks and Caicos, right outside the entry door to the house, there was a nice little bougainvillea bush. And right next to it was
nice. They look good, but they're never
nice. Yeah, they're pretty. But there was a tall, it wasn't a cactus, but it had big prickly thorns on it, and it was hard, you know, it was terrible. Anyway, so I decided it was, I don't know why the people had put it right beside the front door. You know, you want some kind of soft kind of thing.
You might bump into it.
Exactly. Right? So I decided to go out there with a machete one day, and so I tried to lop off the bottom of that cactus. And it lands on my left arm, so I'm impaled with two or three of the
big thorns.
Two or three of the things. No. It was really hot, so I'm sweating, and I'm like, oh my gosh, how am I going to get that off? So I took the machete and I'm trying to stick it in and lift it out of my arm, and doesn't it flip over to my other arm? It was like like a bad movie, I'm telling you. Flip to the other arm. And it was just awful. And
that's
it
terrible.
Just went from bad to worse. So I was trying to take it and carry it with the machete in one hand, you know, stabbed it, and then a stick in the other hand. So I'm bringing it to put it down, like there was under the pool.
Right.
There was a space under there, so I wanted to put it out of my misery and its misery. So I'm carrying it down there, and doesn't it drop on my foot? And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
I couldn't have ridden
a lot. It was terrible.
Wow.
I couldn't have ridden a lot of paw script that
day. It was definitely something like that. So awful. So my gardening days are over.
I have a story. Little story about cacti as well. I'm going to give a phone number, though. 772-221-1100 is the number to call to make a donation, kind of like the one Jonathan's about to read us.
Yes?
Yeah, you got it.
I do, and this is coming to us from really a dear friend, Nancy Bennett. Mm. And we miss Nick big time. Pastor Darrell came in this week, and I was just kind of reminiscing, thinking about Nick and what a gifted brother musically and in so many ways as a pastor, and really miss him. And here Nancy is, in honor of her husband Nick, who is with the Lord, is making a $100 one-time pledge this morning, and that is absolutely awesome. And we do remember Nick, and we thank God for his life and the lives that he touched. And thank you, Nancy, for remembering WCNO and letting us make mention of your husband who is now with Jesus. I know we have forever together, but it's important to remember the gift God gave us here as well.
Amen.
And this is a beautiful way to do that. And it's going to help us a great deal today, Nancy. And that's going to be matched up. That's part of our matching fund. So that is exactly the way it works, David.
Amen. That's right, exactly how it works. 772-221-1100. That's the number to call. I had a story, but it was when I was a kid.
Is it as good as her cactus story? That's an amazing story.
I don't think it is. It was just a memory of
a cactus. But you were a kid once.
I was a kid.
I didn't know you then.
Well, I didn't enjoy it, so I didn't stay a kid long. But
let me get out of here.
it's time to move on. But we, you know, in 1955, I was 5 years old. We moved to Florida from Maine. We lived in South Portland, Maine, and we moved to Florida. Dad was tired of the snow and ice. He had a job that kept him in the every year, year long, he was on the road. So in the wintertime, it was really serious. So moved to Florida, and we stayed in a trailer park for about 6 months before we bought a house. And so the trailer park, nice little trailer, you know, trailer park in Winter Haven, Florida. And it was, you know, the trailer park was, the land was undeveloped around it and was just natural land, whatever was growing there. And so me being a kid from Maine, and I don't remember, we had a suburban neighborhood, all the nasty foliage had been removed. And there was just the nice flowers and grass and that sort of thing. And I was unaccustomed then to having items living in nature that could hurt you. And so we were, I was out playing with some friends in the fields behind the trailer park, and walking along, and I felt this horrible pain in my right ankle. And I looked down, and there was this green plant with spines on it.
Oh.
And cactus all over that. And I was just amazed. I was in shock. This memory is so sharp. Looked down, and the spines
No pun intended.
No pun intended. And so I didn't know what to do, but I reached down, I kind of moved my foot, and the spine left the cactus and stayed in my
ankle.
So I had, I instead of going, I couldn't run home because I was afraid of, you know, running into something else. I suddenly opened up the fact that there were indigenous species out here that were after me. So I pulled that spine out, it felt better, but it was a little stingy, you know. And I didn't go any further. I went right back with, you know, as I grew up, we lived, there was 6 months, you know, you don't have very long. I learned to avoid, I don't know what they look like because I didn't know what it was. Then later on, we moved in, finally bought a house. And my dad was, he loved to tend the yard. He really did.
Mm.
Did a great job. We got awards. Winter Haven used to have awards for beautiful.
Really? Lawn. Wow.
They have a big diamond shaped.
Wow.
Letter B. It was a, and a green field with a white big letter, a gothic letter B. Shoved that in the ground. Every year, my dad was so proud. But in the back of the yard, in some of the flower beds, you know what sand spurs are?
Oh.
I do.
And when they're young, they're nice. They're soft and green. But when they mature, they're brown and pointy.
Sharp.
And I was running in the backyard. I was about 8 or 9 then. And happened to step barefoot on a big old sand spur. And that, first of all, reminded me, it drew me back to the cactus experience.
Welcome
I was
to
immediately
Florida.
Chagrined that I had not looked properly for, you know, again, indigenous plants that were not in my favor. But this was something else. I had to sit down, putting my foot up where I could see all these little spiky balls.
They break off.
Literally broken off, embedded in my foot. Mm. And in fact, I didn't do a good job and some got infected, and that was a whole nother matter.
That's another
story.
That
was a doctor's visit.
Boy, welcome to Florida.
Welcome to Florida. So, wow. You know, you got to really be tough to live in Florida. This back in that day.
Well, having grown up in the swamp, we didn't have many cactuses there. They like drier conditions, but
really? Yeah.
Moving to this coast, we certainly learned about that. Very interesting. But you know, some of the, depending on what kind of cactus it is, some of the cactuses have a very long sort of a needle like that just kind of grabs you. I don't know if that's what got you, Karen, but then closer to the meat of the cactus, there are these small, almost hair
exactly
type.
Yeah.
Briars. They're like miniature stinging, biting needles, but they're very short, and if you just touch them, they like jump out and grab you. And those are tough to see and tough to get out. You need that takes a team effort, really, with a good pair of tweezers and some patience. But it you know, well, how do we get to? Well, I guess it was your story, Karen.
It was
nice
your
story.
The cactus story. Yeah.
All right. So 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. Thank you, Nancy, so much for your gift today, for keeping WCNO on air. And I know you and your husband have supported us for many years. And your husband is now with the Lord, but we remember Nick with a lot of love. And thank you for keeping his memory alive and letting us celebrate with you the great life that God gave to you and him. All right.
Amen.
That phone number is out there. We're going to go to another song. We do have some other donations that are coming up, and we're right now 12,130. So we have, or I'm sorry, yes, 12,130. If I wear my glasses, I'll see my notes easier. But that's where we are. We're making a lot of progress, and we're going to have some other donations coming in this afternoon as we move ahead. And we're trusting the Lord to fully match up all of this today and maybe a whole lot more. But we'll see what God does. All right, the next song that is coming up is Hallelujah.
People of God, see the morning is new. Rise from your sleeping and run to the tomb. Come and see, he is alive. A grave that is empty, a promise fulfilled. God who was with us is here with us still. He is here, he is here, he is alive. Alleluia, love is alive. Conquer the grave and defeated the night. Alleluia, love is alive. The sun has arisen for all your people sing. your fear fall.
was foretold. It is true. It is true. He is alive. Joy to the darkness of night. Tell the world, he is alive. Hear the good news of this glorious day. Every heart singing as heaven proclaims, he is Lord, he is Lord, he is alive.
And it's right now 11:57. So if you get lunch at lunchtime, and if that lunchtime is 12 o'clock, then I guess you're getting ready to dash out the door. Some of you are going to be able to make a phone call, and I trust you will, because we are continuing through this day. We're really not playing many programs, just because we really need to hear from our family, keeping the phone lines open, so that we can keep you posted on exactly where we are. We're right now over $150,151, $21. And we are so glad that you are a part of our family. Give us a shout this afternoon, 772-221-1100. Afternoon's coming, 772-221-1100. Still have a couple minutes of morning. If you want to give in the morning, that would be great too. 772-221-1100. And we thank you so very much for your gifts. Next song by Jeremy Camp.
I'm living proof that there's a Savior. Found me lying in my grave. One word, just one word, I heard redemption call my name. Now that I've tasted living,